be fair to compare Fifi, Fem and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
And the Olympics continues. I imagine they're on screens around the country, around Melbourne. And it's great because I needed something to break up our television watching in our house, and particularly through lockdown. It started with obviously the girls. So Trixie's 8 and Daisy's just turned 2. So that, their entertainment comes first as far as I'm concerned. I don't watch anything that I want to watch. But what's happened is, so we've had obviously Bluey was on nonstop for about a year. And then Daisy discovered the Wiggles. Now, Trixie never really discovered the Wiggles.
Yeah, we're never
so
Wiggles.
So we weren't a Wiggles family. Daisy stumbled upon the Wiggles, and now it's every day, Iggle, 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 Iggle. She wants Iggle. The Wiggles. Wiggle, Iggle. Or Bluey, Bluey, Bluey. So I have to keep putting the Wiggles on. So I've been watching the Wiggles now. I mentioned this to you maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said, guys, I've discovered this great new band, the Wiggles. I really love them. No, but I didn't realise, because I'm not a child and that their entertainment wasn't directed at me, I didn't realise how much I would love them. So we have back-to-back Wiggles, and now it seems like Daisy's even gone, can I have Bluey or something else?
I'm done.
But I'm done.
I'm not though.
You want a CD? I've got it in my car.
Yes.
It's being played all the time, this CD. Whenever Charlie's in the car, Wiggle CD, Wiggle.
Well, Nick,
I feel
that's
you.
That's why I eat Schnitty wraps every day and shreds off, because I hear about fruit salad from the Wiggles.
You can't make friends with salad. I feel that you're more of a visual. You like watching everything. If you just heard the music, you wouldn't be such a fan. Like, if you heard it in the car, it'd turn you off a bit.
Oh,
but you like all
Viv,
of it together.
I love what
like
you're saying. But so when just I leave work, sometimes it's on from the day before. So I just listen to the Wiggles all the way home. Or I found myself yesterday, I looked for it. I actually, at my age, I actively opened my iPhone and I was flicking through to find Wiggles to put that on so I could sing it on the way home by myself with no children in the car. So what's happened there? Like, I am the Wiggles fan. Like, even Daisy needs a break.
Well, it's a good band to get into because if you've seen their discography, they're putting out about 3 albums a year, which is pretty easy to do when you just sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star again.
I really love them. Wow. I'm right into them. Ben and Holly, I will happily watch an episode of Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom by myself.
No idea what that is.
Oh,
I know.
Really?
I've got some mates of mine with no kids that'll watch Bluey on a Sunday afternoon. They've had a big Saturday, and on a Sunday, they're feeling a bit Bluey. they're a little bit dark, and they said they want Bluey on because it's so positive and fun that it'll make up for that serotonin loss.
Lulu used to sleep in our bed for a long time till she was, you know, not like that long ago.
Yeah.
And we always watch a show together as we went to sleep. We always watch a show. So I'm not allowed to watch her kids' show without her. She always says, Dad, you can't watch it without
me. Right, yes. So what shows?
Law and Order SUV.
Yeah, okay, adult show.
SVU.
SVU, yeah. It's her favourite show. I can't watch it without her.
See, I know. Again, not necessarily targeted at kids, though, is it?
Still her favourite show.
Fire!
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
My habit at the moment of watching The Wiggles by myself without children in the room. Or listening. I now listen to The Wiggles albums in the car when there's no kids in the car.
Oh,
no, but I really, guys, they're really good songs.
Are they?
Yes. You're going, Josiah, you've gone for Hot Potato. Yep, standard. What about Welcome to the Wiggle World? Have you got that?
Yeah, let
Welcome
me have a look.
Welcome to the Wiggle World.
No, to the Wiggle
House. To the Wiggle House. Welcome to the
Wiggle House today.
Lucky's in the Wiggle House. He's in the Wiggle House. That's a great song. That's a good song.
I'm all for you loving the Wiggles, but I don't think I've ever watched one episode of the Wiggles.
This
is so out of my wheelhouse.
You know, sometimes you're with the kids watching their cartoons and then you're like, I'll sit here, but I'll just read the news or I'll do something on my iPhone because so I can numb my brain.
Mm-hmm. Podcast in a one.
That's what I mean. Yeah, but no, I'll put all devices away for the Wiggles. Like it's a big call.
That's now huge. Though. How long have you been into it?
Like a month. I've been really hardcore Wiggles for a month.
Wow. I reckon mark this day in a couple months' time, 29th of September. I'll bring up the Wiggles and you'll scream like PTSD. I hate it.
Another great song. See, I think and Anthony Field, he's a wonderful musician. I think they draw on a lot of classics like Follow the Leader. You know that. follow the leader, everybody, do as I do.
That's the other song. What I mentioned before,
it's like
though.
Elvis.
Follow leader, 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 follow leader. Know that one?
No?
It's like a drinking game.
No, don't know that one.
Can't confirm no wiggle world leader, in the leader, system. Leader,
12 beers.
No, sorry.
Yummy, yummy. Yeah, it's a bit different, the adult
anyway,
wiggles.
Anyway, I'm apparently not alone in this. Jody from Doncaster. Hi, Jody.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jody. Are you someone who watches children's entertainment without the kids around?
I didn't. My kids are a bit older now, but I used to find that the Wiggles was the only thing I could watch all day and not go insane.
Yeah, there you go. That's
It was the one out of all of them. The others were good, but I could watch the Wiggles over and over again. There was something magical about it, and I would end up watching it alone. Wow. And this was when it was kind of the old Wiggles.
Also, before Emma, Lockie, and Simon.
Yes, yes. Just
Jeff.
There was something about it.
Good luck trying to explain Jeff to a new child. Yeah, I wasn't always Lockie, mate. There was a bloke called Jeff.
Wake up, Jeff.
Who Jeff? Jeff. Yeah. Who Jeff? He's real, and he was sleepy.
Yeah. Ellie, thank you, Jody. Ellie in St Auburn. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ellie. Are you into children's entertainment as an adult?
Oh, definitely.
What are you watching?
So we actually watch a YouTube channel. It's called Super Simple. It's a Canadian group, and they've got, like, millions of followers. And the catchiest songs, my 18-month-old applauses after every song and he sings the melody, but he can't talk yet, but he'll sing the melody of it. And to the point where my husband and I get the song stuck in our head at work and we start singing it at work.
And what is it, Mr. Simple?
Super Simple.
Super Simple.
Amazing. Yeah, they sing songs for brushing your teeth, getting dressed, like everything that's good for kids to learn. And he's been listening to it since he was born.
Gee.
Get onto that, Poxy.
I'll have a look at
that
today.
Good. I might even have a crack at that.
Yeah.
Is Dorothy the Dalmatian still going?
The dinosaur. Hey, yeah. How's this for
Dorothy
a little
Dorothy the Dalmatian.
Because then I do other weird things. Like I start jumping on Wikipedia and looking up all the Wiggles.
Yeah. You're deep diving on the Wiggles.
So Dorothy the dinosaur married Simon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, how's that?
Wow.
Yeah, Simon's married to Dorothy the dinosaur.
I got nude with the yellow Wiggle. I got nude with Sam, the yellow Wiggle.
That was the old red Wiggle.
Yellow Wiggle, I think he was.
No, he was red.
He was yellow. I spent a fair bit of time with him. Yeah.
Whichever colour it was, neither one.
On the day of the function, he was neither.
Oh, right.
So I've hung out with a Wiggle.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether Sam.
He was an original Wiggle.
It ended well, though. I don't think we refer to Sam as the Wiggle.
Oh, God. Why not?
I know. There's a bit of controversy there.
Mate, yeah, because. I'm telling you, though, the Wiggles.
I've heard Sam's version.
Yeah.
And it's not good on the other Wiggle.
Well, I love the Wiggles, so I want to hear about
Zamel the camel?
Zamel the camel. He, to be honest.
Zamel the camel?
Captain Feathersword's my absolute favourite.
What's the camel
do? I love
do?
Him.
Did he just get
the
introduced?
The camel does that.
And that's
I played you that
that's
audio
it.
Before.
Mm. I've never
Josiah,
watched it, mate.
You can grab that. It's somewhere in there. We played it like a couple of weeks ago.
I know what's not in the Wiggles house, a concussion protocol, because Zamel has hit his head.
Never seen Fee get so, like, angry at me. And it's over Wiggles. It's unbelievable.
Hey, wait for this, guys. Magnum Wayne, our friend in Crib Point. Wayne, hi.
Hello, CC7 Nick. How are you?
Good for people playing along at home. Magnum Wayne ate 18 Magnums in a day. So we are...
16.
Sorry, 16. I've given you too much credit there. Wayne, are you watching children's entertainment on your own?
I certainly are. Now, Fev will probably watch this too. You can't. Beat. The Wiggles aren't much on this fella. You gotta have Shaun the Sheep.
Oh yeah, Shaun the Sheep. I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Gotta have. How's the dog, Fev?
Yeah, mate. Shaun the Sheep's the best.
What's his jingle again, Wayne?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep. Yeah, Shaun
the Sheep. I can't get into Shaun. There's no words.
Not much of a jingle.
No, they just and they.
What about the three pigs, Fev? The three pigs. Oh.
They're like little bits of Play-Doh that they're all being put together, and they can see the strings, and they.
You got the dog with the whistle that keeps the sheep under control.
Always
on their naughty ass.
Hey,
they bake, they sing, they. Oh my God, I love it.
Magnum Wayne's had a brain freeze. Too much ice cream. If you're picking that over the Wiggles, come on.
We learn more and more about you, Wayne. And for people who may not know Zamel the Camel that Nick was referring to, Wayne, you may even want to get around Zamel the Camel.
So let's all say, hi, Zamel.
That's
twinkle,
all he does.
Twinkle, twinkle little.
Let's move on quick.
Beautiful, Zamel. How I wonder what you...
I don't know.
What a show. The Wiggles.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
What are we doing?
No, well, let's talk accents. Right. Remember you wanted to talk accents before?
I did. Give me
because
talk in one.
Talk. You wanted me to talk in an accent. Well, I'll save it for a second. We're talking about this because there is an accent that's been voted the world's most attractive.
Chinese?
The hottest accent. And I
Russian.
Didn't know that that was on the list.
Swedish.
Russian, Swedish, no. Nope. Keep going.
Nigerian.
No.
Portuguese.
No.
Spanish.
Spanish.
No.
French.
Interestingly, it is it's my heritage. So
what?
It's my heritage.
Irish?
Yes.
Irish is sexy, man.
The Irish, although my mum is from Belfast and
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that's the Northern Ireland.
Yeah. It's talking real Ireland.
I love that.
My heritage.
Yeah, that's
Irish
my
accent is sexy.
Well,
my favourite.
Because they're saying the Dublin one. See, yeah. My grandparents and my mum are Belfast, so I like that thick Belfast
Give
accent.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Wait.
Oi, how are you today?
Wow. It really is. You know, it is the sexiest accent.
So bad.
It's my favourite voice to hear in the world. There's one person who I love almost as much as people in my own family
Sloth.
With a Dublin accent.
Yeah, his facial structure will be rearranged.
Oh, that's hot, isn't
Connor.
It? Oh, that
Connor.
Is
oh, McGregor. McGregor. I was thinking
that
he was going to be...
He didn't speak like that when he snapped his leg.
Yeah, his facial structure will be rearranged.
Ouchie, ouchie.
Your foot structure was rearranged.
Let's talk hot, sexy accents. 13, 10, 60. Why don't we run our own poll?
Yeah.
Because there are people that will think, that, oh, I love the Irish accent, but it's not hot. It doesn't, it's not attractive. See, and that's what we're going to get to the bottom of
You
here.
Love a Scottish?
I really do love a Scottish accent. And Outlander, you may be familiar with that series. If you're in lockdown, binge that one. That's a great one, Outlander. Sam Heughan is Scottish. That's a cracking accent. And if a man, a big strong man, is with a Scottish accent, like in that shows, that's a fabulous accent.
I'm pretty hard to get, guys. But if you spoke to me in a different language, take me home and lose
me
forever.
Really?
Oh, mate, I love accents.
Would you like me to do another one?
Go on.
What do you want, Russian?
I just want one.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Okay, hang on. Hello, I am from Moscow.
Oh, wow.
You do the same voice.
You know, yeah.
Do a French one.
You can't.
Can you accent?
Can I accent?
Yeah, can you do
I
one?
I don't know. On the spot? No, I don't think so.
I've been humiliated. You try Russian one on the spot.
Russian accent. Oh, that's a little bit better.
Right, that's boring.
It was Bruno. Yeah. What's his name?
No, it was Borat. Do an English one.
I like Fee's one, though. English. You can't get in trouble if nobody's got any idea what you're attempting. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
Let's talk micro-cheating. This is a topic that's been brought up online in a news article. A relationship and dating coach said that, look, there is cheating.
Yeah.
But she's giving credence to this concept of micro-cheating. Because I feel like I've had this in the history of my relationships. Like I'll find out they've gone and met and somebody for lunch. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. And then I'll have found out later down the track, there was, she was
cheating.
Keen or something, but I just, I put
Never
out the
go
fire.
Go to lunch with anyone other than your missus.
And so micro-cheating, I'm going to talk you through, I'll take you through the points of micro-cheating, and anyone in a relationship may want
just
to rethink some of the things they're doing.
What?
So apparently this is micro-cheating, communicating with an ex on social media.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nope, good, excellent.
Yeah,
all across
sense.
That.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is in at number two, but having intimate relationships with someone else.
Well, that's cheating.
That's just cheating.
That's not micro cheating. That's massive cheating.
Yeah.
Why did she
that's
not?
The other, just... That's the other.
That's number two.
Other, this is interesting.
Three, marrying someone else.
Having three wives. Having children with another person.
This is an interesting one. And I think if anybody admits to these things, they probably should get out of the relationship because this one is just keeping your options open. But I agree with that. If you are keeping your options open, that person you're with is not the one. It's just not.
No.
You don't want your – when you make that connection, surely – I'm going to ask a question, Nick, and I'm nervous. But
why?
When you – when you got serious with Looch, you weren't keeping options
open.
Have you seen Nick
and have you seen Looch?
That's what I mean.
He's shutting that door and throwing the key away.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So you knew, you just...
Looch has left it open. But
number four.
Really locked on.
Setting up a plan B. Setting up a plan B. Like actually going, look, if this doesn't work, I'll just stay in touch with that girl or stay in touch with that guy just in case.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
If you've got a plan B, you're microchipped.
Well, that's options open again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Plan C.
Oh, here we go. Complimenting other people on social media.
Depends if you know them.
Yeah.
So if you
like, if you don't know them, like if it was just like a say it like it was a reader aura.
Yeah.
And if I wrote, "Geez, you look hot today," that's a no-go zone.
Or if you like what you messaged Katy Perry and said, "I'm really loving your book."
Yeah, but that was just trying to get her attention. That was
a compliment.
That's
true.
Different.
You're right. This one is a no-brainer, messaging people in secret.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that. Having regular after-work drinks when you're single, like with the single people. Like
that's just you don't want to go home.
That's what I mean. That's actually, they're now saying that's micro-cheating. You're just always going out with single people.
Any more points there?
Having secret fantasies. Well, that's just silly because that's everyone. That can't be cheating.
Sorry?
That's just a fantasy.
Hello. Back to that point. No. What do you mean by that's everyone?
Well, you can't, because you can't control a even married people can't control fantasies. It doesn't mean they're cheating on their partner.
When are you thinking this?
Everyone has a subconscious. So I would argue if you're married or in a very committed relationship and happy, and somebody floats into your subconscious and you have a thought about them, I don't believe that's micro cheating.
No, I never think of Katy Perry when I'm kissing Alex.
Massages with an attractive masseuse.
Really pushed
What about this one, Boxy?
Yes. Jeez.
Getting someone in the office to make you breakfast.
Oh, Josiah.
I don't think that's on the list.
It is.
This is actually too much fun to stop. Here we go. Keep going.
I'm not going to read them all. She's read 15. What's the next one?
Too much of a swing in here.
Visiting strip clubs.
That's okay if you do it with your missus.
Micro-cheating.
What else do you go with your missus? I've been to a strip club with my missus.
I don't know. It's just,
have you?
I'm just reading the list. Talking to other people about your relationship problems.
Oh,
that's okay. Yeah,
who?
That's okay.
A stripper or a psychologist?
Let's not gloss over these.
Babe, I'm going to leave her.
You can open up to someone, can't you?
Your partner's phone is micro-cheating.
Well, what? You're cheating on them.
That means when I checked my partner's phone and found out he was cheating on me, I was cheating.
Oh, that's the best. You're cheating on your missus. Yeah. She goes, I looked at your phone, you're cheating on me. Why are you cheating on me? Fifi, Fev
and Nick. On the weekend, I did something for my wife and I have been together for 7 years. And I Saturday, I know, she broke a mirror and the curse is over. See you, Lucci. I cooked for the whole family.
Whoa.
I've never. Thank you. I chucked some stuff in a slow cooker. Nailed it.
Did you? What did you do?
Chucked in some really good beef mince, sweet potatoes, some veggies, some beans.
Yeah.
Just left it for ages. Cooking's pretty easy.
Hang on, mince in a slow cooker.
Yeah. Browned it first.
Yeah.
With some garlic and some onions and
then.
Browned it.
Just cook. You cooked it.
No, but not fully cooked.
Lightly
and then
panned
you lightly
fried,
is that a term?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
and then chucked it in the slow cooker.
How long?
For 3 hours.
3 hours of mince. Did it disintegrate?
No, it's so good. It's still going because I don't know. I don't look at recipes because it's just there's too many numbers back to back.
Yeah,
it annoys me. So I just got a couple of kilos of mince. Too much mince.
Yeah.
Do you guys want some? Yeah. Honestly, it's
like, you get about 500 grams for your family.
There's so much.
And what did Looch? What was the outcome? Was she happy? Did it taste good?
Well, it's hectic. We've got a 2 week old baby at home, and my mate gave me a what's that?
The Max is not eating the mince.
Well, that's why I left it in there for ages. Yeah. It's soft. It's got no teeth. Now, come on, bro. Get off mum. She's tired. Stop with the milk, mate. Get a bit of mince in you. Turn this around. It took 3 hours. Looch, though, didn't. My mate gave me a slow cooker 4 years ago in the lead up to when Charlie was born.
Right.
Well, 3 and a bit years ago. Haven't used it. It's just been in the cupboard. And on Saturday, I said, I've had enough. I'm getting the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a go. This is exactly what a slow cooker's for people that have, you know, they're busy.
Yes, and you just chuck it in.
Just chucked it in. I couldn't believe it. I also bought a roast chook as a side.
Just in case.
In case I stuffed it up. Yeah. Smart. You've got to think ahead.
I think ahead.
Is that a good idea, Fev?
Yeah, but I would have eaten half the chicken in a toastie before the meal. It's my problem.
Mate, that's what I did. Fifi,
Fev and Nick. Now, one thing we do need to watch is magpie season. And it's always hard to know from when I was a kid wearing a stack hat around the backyard because I didn't want to get swooped by magpies. It's hard to know how to deal with magpies.
Swoop, there it is. Swoop, there it is. Oh, God, it's got my eye.
So we thought we would turn to our magpie, our resident magpie expert. Mister. And she has her own intro.
Dr. Grunya, what do we do?
Dr. Gronya Cleary, wildlife ecologist based here in Melbourne. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Gronya.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love being on with you mad lot, teaching you how to watch your birds.
Now, Gronya, we've covered this off with you before, but it's a new year. Yes, it's a new season.
New listeners.
Tell people what we can do to protect ourselves from magpies.
Okay, first of all, they're not out to get you. The magpies don't want to kill you. All the magpies want to do is have a peaceful life and raise their young. But we interfere. So the magpies will then kind of like take it out on us. So one of the good things to do is remember that it's usually a male that will do it. And he's just doing it because he's trying to protect his missus who is sitting on the eggs. So one thing to do is just kind of respect the magpie. Look it in the eye. Say to it, good day, Mr. Magpie. Make friends with it because they do remember you. We know they remember faces. So if you're a bit of an ass to the magpie, he'll watch for you and then we'll come and get you. So I suppose they are kind of out to get us in some ways.
What do we do,
Doctor? But only if you're mean to them.
Dr. Gronya, I ride a bike around town. What am I meant to go past every large tree with magpies, leave them a little gift or a little card? Hey, magpies, I'm a good bloke.
Some meat.
Exactly. Be respectful. If you are cycling, think about getting off your bike and just walking purposely but fast through the territory. It's only about 10% of magpies that will actually swoop. And it's usually those magpies that are just really riled up and kind of got a lot of anxiety because they're in a high area where there's a lot of people. So just try to be kind to them and give them the space they need to raise their young.
So, Doc, often we see some people riding around the city and we see it in all our parks. They've got a stack hat with straws coming out.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing to do or no?
Well, that can be good because it stops the bird making contact with your helmet. So it is a good idea to do it. But at the same time, you do look like a bit of a twat, in my opinion.
That's what the doctor called me.
100%.
Dr. Gronya, there's a book. I've got a 2-year-old Charlie. I read him a book called Waddle, Giggle, Gargle by Pamela Allen. Have you heard of this kid's book before?
I've heard of her, but not the book.
So it's about a magpie. There's this magpie nest in the street, and the boy and his grandparents have to get to school and to work and to the library, but the bird keeps swooping them. So they just make this massive contraption. Sorry, spoiler alert for the people that haven't read it. A massive contraption making heaps of noise and everything to keep the magpie at bay. Do you think that's a good lesson for the kids?
No, that isn't. And this is the thing. We're so dramatic about our birds. But, like, no, that's just increasing the kind of wariness of them and kind of the fear of them. No, most magpies are absolutely fine. It's just those few that kind of give everyone else the bad name. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
A few rotten apples.
This is good. So, and I love this. What I've taken out of this, Dr. Gronya, is we've got eye contact, make friends with them. They do remember your face, though. So if you do lose your temper, you may need to move suburbs.
Exactly, because they will remember you and they're very long lived. So it's often the same magpie each year.
How often do they live for, Doc?
They can live for a long time. They can live up to 20 years and they'll often hold the same territory. Wow. But a lot of times they'll die before then, you know, because life is hard. But they'll hold the territory throughout that time and they'll only do it during the breeding season. But that magpie that's swooping you during breeding season, he's watching you throughout the year. And, you know, he knows when you've been naughty and nice.
So, Doc, I think last year, we do have a lot of new listeners now. I think you said that if you do, like in that book, walk to school and you're a kid and you have a bird that swoops, you said maybe feed them some meat or have something for them?
Yeah, so what you can do is give the bird a little gift. birds are very logical. If the bird knows you like it, it will like you. So by giving it a little present, like a little bit of meat or a bit of mealworms, you'll often be able to make friends with the bird and he'll stop swooping you because he won't see you as a threat anymore. So this is a really good idea for birds that are local in your area that that's swooping you a lot. Just go up to it and look it in the eye and, you know, and let it know that you're presenting it with a gift. Eye contact is very important with birds.
But then, Gráinne, wouldn't they harass you like a seagull? Like, I don't want them following me everywhere.
No, they won't. They won't. They'll stay in that territory. But yeah, let's give them a wide space because they are having a tough time with the bushfires and the droughts that have been happening. So they might be, you know, a little bit more anxious to make sure they lay their eggs.
But we can't stress enough. So look a magpie in the eye, but not a magpie supporter because they are aggressive. They will go you.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a whole different thing, the magpie supporters. No. You don't want to go near them now.
Don't
worry. You have my permission to kick them.
Most of the hierarchy, the magpies have been... They've been cold.
Dr. Gráinne Cleary, we love you. And for people who want more info, you can contact Dr. Gráinne. Head to www.gráinnecleary.com. And I am going to spell your name, Dr. Gráinne, for people who aren't familiar with
your beautiful Irish name.
Graine.
That's it. It looks like grainy.
Grainy, yeah. Dr. Gráinne.
I think, Doc, you wouldn't see this, but your name's up on our computer screens. And I think our producer, Darcy, has spelled it Gráinne.
That's the phonetic spelling.
That's the phonetic. That's what it gets spelled over here.
That's the Irish bogan spelling.
Yeah.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. What's great, too, at the moment is having the Olympics on. It's for a few reasons. I mean, obviously, it's something to do, something to watch. It's winter, it's cold, lockdown. There's lots of negative things out there. But when you get excited watching the Olympics, it gives you that little buzz. And also, it's nostalgic. It just takes me back to being a kid and getting excited about the Olympics.
We're pumped about the pool again.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah, that hasn't, has it? Mm. I agree. Things are looking good back in the world of swimming Australia.
Everything. I'm watching the badminton, the surfing, the skateboarding,
I was watching the kayaking
the basketball. Kayaking.
Yeah.
Mate, I love the Olympics.
I know, it's
so
a
much.
Great time. But a feel for one woman. She's a woman over in New Zealand. Now, her ex-partner has gone on to win an Olympic bronze medal in the triathlon. His name is Hayden Wild. Mm-hmm. Now, the journos over there, they were just interviewing a group of people saying, what did you think? How do you, how exciting is this for New Zealand? We've got a medal. And they just stumbled upon his ex-girlfriend.
I went to primary school with him and he's grown so much and yeah, real proud. Yeah.
What would you like to say to him? He's obviously over in Tokyo.
Oh, so. I regret backing up with you.
Ouch.
You know that regret, I don't know whether you've ever experienced it, but sometimes you can see an ex go on to be successful or do something and you go, gee, I regret that. Mm. I really regret not working harder on that relationship. What?
Nothing.
I thought you were looking at me.
Yeah, I was
a certain way.
No, I was just. I can't really.
You can't comment on it. No, of course, because you've obviously in a long term relationship.
Yeah.
You've nailed it.
Yeah.
You're winning gold.
There was an ex girlfriend of mine. Maybe how long ago? Close to 15 years ago. Mum said comedy's not a real job.
Oh, her mum said that.
Ouch.
So. You don't know for a fact what conversations are happening behind the scenes.
It's still not a real job. I just get paid for it now. But it's still not a real job. So she was sort of right. I've got to give her credit there. She nailed that. Fifi, Fev
and Nick. We're talking about exes, though, because, and this would happen, I guess, around the world. You might see Olympians at the moment winning gold, bronze, silver, like this New Zealand woman who was interviewed, Hayden Wild, he won the triathlon bronze medal, and she was interviewed about that and had this to say.
I went to primary school with him and he's grown so much and yeah, real proud.
Yeah. What would you like to say to him? He's obviously over in Tokyo.
Oh, so. I regret backing up with you. Oh.
Is that a, like, maybe hit me up when you get back?
Maybe.
You reckon?
He may be happily in a relationship.
Maybe.
But you can have those moments where you they're forks in the road. Do you stay with someone, break up, and then you find out they go and win lotto or they go on, they have a very successful career.
Lotto.
Or win a gold medal.
Lotto.
And you can have regrets. Emma from Kilsyth. Hi, Emma.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Great, Emma. Do you have an ex-regret?
Well, I do. It's one night I had a brief hookup with Roger Corsa, our famous TV actor.
Doctor.
Give me the news.
Well, at the time, he'd only been in McLeod's Daughters.
Great
he
show.
He told me, but I had no idea who he was. So I thought him telling me he was on TV and he was an actor was a bit of a pickup line. Brief hookup. And then later on, found him on TV and thought, what on earth was I thinking?
You thought he made it up too. That's great.
That's the
best. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, do you watch, out of interest, like, do you watch Dr. Doctor and imagine what may have been?
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm married now with kids and I...
But you're still thinking?
Look, my girlfriends and I talk about it, but I don't mention anything to my husband, obviously.
No, I was going to say.
I would never mention anything.
No, does he walk in when you're watching Dr. Doctor and go, turn it off?
No, look, he does know the story. But I try not to watch it too much because, I do often think, where did I go wrong? But anyway.
Poor Emma's husband.
Oh, wow.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.